Everybody.
Morning.
Here we are. Good morning. Ready to get to work? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the May 27th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everyone. We're going to start with communications items and then go to a couple of times certain items. So we'll deal with council procedure a little later, but first we'll hear from individual citizens who've signed up to speak, starting with number 517.
Request of Catherine Smith to address council regarding Portland Police.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where's Steve Novick? My name is Catherine Smith, and I'm addressing this mainly to Mayor Hales, but it's good for the Portland City Commissioners to hear this
Excuse
also.
Me, can we have regular order? I don't think
yeah,
we allow people to stand
You can't
and
do
cover.
This, okay? Go have a seat. Have a seat anywhere in the auditorium. You're welcome to have a seat, okay? Yeah, back behind the columns if you want to film. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay. Dear Mayor Hales and Portland City Commissioners, I am back here again because those same tigered cops, about 8 to 10 of them, are still shooting me with microwave, ultrasound, voice-to-skull command weapons, leader machine sleep deprivation remotely 20 to 24 hours a day for more than 3 years and several years before that, but shooting me less often. They tell me every day they shoot my son when he's sleeping with these to give him cancer. Their intent is obviously to murder us. My ex-tigered neighbor lady participates in this by telling them also, those tigered cops, where to shoot us daily or how to harass us. Since I have lots of experience with being tortured, burned, etc. with these, and reporting it, I know that the way to stop these assaults is to report it to the police. They collect evidence, can arrest, and prosecute. The other people that your city employees have referred me to don't have authority to make the Portland cops do their duty to protect me and my son. They mainly shoot me in Portland because I live here. It sure seems like some of your city employees don't want Portland police to have anything to do with my case because some of them, cops, purposely ignore and suppress my evidence and reports, and that is called hindering prosecution. Also, by not doing anything to stop those tigered cops, they are facilitating these attempted murders. Why would you do that? Why would they do that, you might wonder. As I said before, some of the crooked cops don't want the public to know they have these kinds of weapons that can work through the walls and be set up remotely to use on anyone they choose, including kids. Some of the tigered cops said that they harass lots of kids out of school and that they are the main reason for Oregon's very low graduation rate. This may sound very unusual to some of you, but if you know what kind of harassment and trauma that some of the tigered cops enjoy, you will know that this is a very good possibility. The Oregon cops also have signed a confidentiality agreement to not discuss these weapons with the public. But Mayor Hales, you are the police commissioner, and so they can discuss these weapons and my case with you. Somebody is giving you very bad and negligent advice, it seems, telling you to not talk to Portland police directly, but they rather refer me to IPR, Tigard Police Department, City of Tigard, Project Respond, or Portland's Women's Crisis Line. And at least one of your city attorneys, I've heard, is telling Cindy Reyes, your assistant, to not let me have a meeting with you with no justification.
Catherine, you're out of time. Thank you very much. You take care.
Oh.
Okay. Next item, please.
Could I